Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning. Just preparing for the live stream for a Facebook show, making sure that that is all set for us this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and this is my weekly podcast show that airs on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. And this is an opportunity where I typically have a special guest on the show, and we talk about a spiritual topic relating to spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, and more. And I'm so delighted to have as my guest again today, Mavis Patilla. Thanks for being on the show today, Mavis. Yes. And for those of you who do not know who Mavis Patilla is, she is a wonderful evidential medium and spiritual teacher. In fact, she was the senior tutor at Arthur Findlay College for decades and still has involvement with that wonderful spiritualist college. And that is over in the United Kingdom. So Mavis is coming to us from across the pond, as it were, and we're so glad that we can have this kind of event and share your wonderful wisdom with us today, Mavis. You're just such a wonderful resource. That's great. So it's wonderful that you could join us today. I have to say that for people who are just joining my show for the first time, you can find me on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. This also goes out on the Lilydale Blog Talk Radio site. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio, you will find my show and also the other Lilydale Radio shows. So I encourage you to take a look at those as well as the archive videos on my show. You can go back and you can type in Willa White and Mavis Patilla, and you'll see Mavis has been on my show before. And I really think it's worth going back among those videos so that you can really engage with Mavis and her words that she shared with us before. So I'm excited about today's topic, but before we get into that, I do want to mention there's some special events that I am doing and that Mavis is doing, and we want to make sure that you're aware of those. So Mavis has some wonderful things she's doing with Arthur Findlay College this month. On December 16th, there's the talk with the president of the Arthur Findlay College. And then on December 18th, there's a special fundraiser for Arthur Findlay College. It's a gallery reading event, and Mavis Patilla is part of it. So you can get your tickets on the AFC website. So if you go to Arthur Findlay College website, you can get them. And it's, I believe, called The Spirit of Christmas. Is that right? We do. It's a beautiful thing. I love this month leading up to Christmas because there's just this kind of extra sparkle and delight in the air. And we all need a little Christmas right now. That's for sure. More than ever. And I also want to mention that I have a special gallery reading event that I have on December 7th. And that is a wonderful event for you to come and watch mediumship happen. So you can look at that on my website at willowwhite.com and register for tickets right now so that you can get in. I do have a limited quantity available. So I want to get to our topic for today, which is a beautiful title that Mavis actually chose. I think it's beautiful. So it's Mediumship, A Pearl of Great Price. Yeah. Yes. Amen. Yes, and it is that I love your description of how the pearl has to go through so much. There is a spiritual unfoldment process that goes on within a medium. And then Mavis, you know, you talk about it, you know, the igniting of the soul. There has to be an energetic response within the medium that allows for that process to go on. And there's this merging of right practice and right intention in those moments. And we are so uplifted and guided by our team that works with us and our mentors and teachers here on the earth plane and the other people that help us, that are blessings sometimes in disguise that help us understand. And it is, it's such a process. I love that that analogy of the pearl and how we are so much like that. And I do feel that sometimes within that pearl, sometimes people don't see and understand the pearl and what beautiful treasure they have right in front of them until another moment. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes there's a delay in understanding what they have right in front of them, the gifts that are right in front of them. And so much like with the idea of Christ consciousness, sometimes people don't understand the gift that's right there in front of them with that too, and the upliftment that can come. Oh, such beautiful words, Mavis. I love it.
And of course, unfortunately, all this trap that we've just been about.
Yes. Yes. I often tell that to my students that this is, and my clients as well. This is not about making instant mashed potatoes. You know, you no doubt you've had mashed potatoes, Mavis, right? And the instant mashed potatoes are disgusting, in my opinion. Just add water, and here you go. No, but real mashed potatoes, you have to. There's such a process. The peeling, the chopping, the boiling, and then all these ingredients to make them luscious and wonderful and fluffy. You know, we've just come off of Thanksgiving, so here in America. So mashed potatoes are on the mind, but it's the idea of there's so much that goes in to that recipe, and we cannot rush that process. And there's such a taste difference in those experiences. And that's the same thing with mediumship too. Things have to unfold in that timing, and things have to come when it's time for them to come. And then we're able to appreciate and really savor and have those uplifting readings that are lifting to us and also to our clients, to our sitters. So it's something that's really important that can't be rushed. And even if a client wants to rush it, you can't allow that to push you. You can't allow your own ego to push you. You can't allow your people, the people in spirit that show up, to push you about this. You have to allow it to unfold. The dynamics of that have to be present in a space of gratitude and divine right timing. That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, it keeps us honest. It keeps us authentic to have that. A little bit of that helps. Yes. It is the wonder of it. And, as you say this, I'm bringing it brings to mind, a client just called me and scheduled again. And she said, there were these parts I didn't understand, but when I talked to my sister, she's like, yes, da, 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 da. She verified all the stuff. And I think that sometimes people don't know the pearl they have when they're sitting there. And as a medium, you were talking about how you thought it was not a good reading. And he said, yes, it was the best one I've had. And that's because it's not for us as mediums. And it doesn't make sense. A lot of stuff that comes through to us doesn't even make sense to us because they're not our people or our situations. So, we can judge and think that it wasn't somehow valid. But what happens is the person who's received that reading, that spirit message, feels it. And they may not have been able to adequately express it at that moment because they're kind of like just in the throes of what just happened. How do we know that? Oh my goodness, my person's talking to me in spirit. So we have to allow for the fact that the client is going through a process and of unfoldment in the message or in the reading as well. And that's something we can never underestimate, that we, by through our ability as mediums to help them, that we're jumpstarting a process within them, within their own soul, that allows more for spiritual understanding in their own life. It's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's been such a change from, you know, people wanting to hug me after a reading, or, you know, passing them, as simple as passing them a tissue. I can't do that anymore. You know, I can't say, you do what you need to do. It's okay if you break down, and that's okay. It's normal. It's whatever you need it to. It's a different experience, because there is a bit of that distancing that goes on. But I will tell you that because of this, there are people all over the world that have been able to connect with us that never maybe would have been able to, because they were so entrenched in the idea of having an in-person reading. Now, I've done phone readings for decades and in-person readings. And now with the Zoom, I mean, it's really no different in that sense. It's just more of a human communication, I would say, difference for me, of not being able to physically comfort them.
I've never done phone readings in all my life.
Really? Wow. Yes. 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 Oh, I'm so glad that that has been how it's been, how you've been able to transition to the computer. I'm so glad that you've had that experience. And you know, what I tell people is that it's the same for me, whether you're here in person or on the phone or Zoom, spirit still works with me. And your physical presence isn't necessary to make this happen. But, you know, it's something that it's good that we, with Zoom and with the computer things, we're able to see people. We're able to relate with them and see smiles. Where in person right now, people would be wearing masks, you know, and there's that other like social distancing awkwardness thing that happens. And so I'm so grateful that Spirit's working with all of us as mediums, as we're having to make kind of pivot and make this change within our mediumship practices. Good. Yes, and I'm glad that you recognize that it's just a transitioning of things, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, do both computer and non-computer again soon. But we really want that to happen. Now, I was wondering, thinking back on the analogy of the pearl and all the different layers and different stresses that are going on with people spiritually, but as mediums, we do have even more, I would say, energetic and emotional stress because of other people's weather that's around us. As sensitives right now, we really feel empathetic to what other people are experiencing in their lives. I mean, we did before. I know I did before. I could feel it almost like a wave of pain sometimes in connections with people, and it's even more profound. And I found my own way of coping with that. But I was wondering how you're coping with that, Mavis. Yes, they will. Yes, I agree with you. We have to go to those spiritual principles and truly, while we do feel other people's pain and perhaps our own, we are able to transmute those by moving into that God power, that prayer force is life force. and that we embody prayer in most in those moments. And that I feel as ministers to other people, it is part of our job to take in more spiritual food during these times. It's almost like we have to feed more with the prayer and feed more with the devotionals and the words of God and allow those to resonate in our being so that we can then feed others in that in those moments of great need. There seems to be a need for that spiritual food now more than ever and at this time. And that I fully recognize that it's such a beautiful thing to be able to minister to others in the special way that mediums can. You know, it's just such a special ministering that we're able to do. And as spiritualists, it's a different kind of ministering because it really helps to believe what we believe and know what we know and have had these personal experiences, these connections with God and the angels and the loved ones and spirit, because it sustains us. And thereby it sustains other people. And I do feel the effect of angels in people's lives. I see that tremendous power taking over in some very unlikely circumstances. You can start to see the maneuverings, the tapestry of life and how God is working in their lives. So it's really beautiful.
I mean, it's amazing. I just think it's amazing. I mean,
I really appreciate the illumination the understanding of the opening that happens and that radiance, because that there's that mother of pearl inside. There's not just the pearl that's created, but then also that mother of pearl radiant translucent inside of that is then able to beam and capture the external light and extend it even more outward. Yeah, that light in the darkness sometimes that we all need, that illumination, as you said, and to move from this false idea of the illusion of separation from God into the understanding that you can never be separated from God. It's just not possible. You are a spark of the divine, and as such, you are greatly loved, and you have unlimited potential for love and peace and joy, and it's there whether you decide to open your pearl a little bit or a lot. It's there. That's right. You're supported by all that is, that infinite intelligence, that universal being of all things. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Well, I really appreciate everything you've shared today, Mavis. It's really beautiful. Well, I have to say, you glow like a pearl, and I really appreciate your illumination today. And I just feel that God sets you in people's paths for the right reasons, with that integrity and the illumination of the soul that you offer, Mavis. So thank you. Oh. I know, just like that. It's incredible. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Mavis. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in today on Wednesdays with Willa. And I will see you next week, where I'll have another great show here on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium. And you can also check out these. I post them later on YouTube, my YouTube channel, Willa White, as well. All right, everyone, have a wonderful, beautiful Wednesday, and thank you so much for your kind attention today. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I did it. We're all off of Blog Talk Radio.